House Bill 417 was killed in the House Judiciary Committee Monday. The bill's sponsor, Representative Kelly McCarthy, tried to resurrect it and bring it to the House floor for a full debate. Representative Kim Abbott said, "This issue is personal." The Democrat said in Helena she feels protected because a community has a non-discrimination ordinance. But that's not always true elsewhere for her and her partner.
Should we both go to check into the hotel? Is it going to cause an issue? Will we have to lie? You know, we'll be humiliated.
Abbott said adding LGBTQ individuals to Montana's Human Rights Act eventually will change people's behavior. More importantly, she said it would offer her redress in the case of discrimination.
And it'll let me be more honest in my community. And, you know, we've never had a debate in this body on this policy, and I do think it's time, and I hope that you'll, vote green to bring it out for a full debate. I'd appreciate that. I know that thousands of your constituents and some of my friends and people in the LGBT community would appreciate it, too.
The only representative to speak against this so-called blast motion was Republican Greg Hertz of Polson.
If we pass this bill, we're basically going to be sending a mandate down to all folks across the state of Montana.
Hertz said the debate should instead take place in local communities.
And we'll eventually get there, like we have on so many other issues. But if we send this down, what's that going to do across state? It's going to divide us, and we're going to continue to talk about this issue for a very long time, as we have many other issues.
That's why the sponsor of the blast motion said it should be settled at the legislature. Representative Kelly McCarthy said it takes political courage.
We can have this conversation here, and we can have this conversation for the entire state of Montana on this floor and decide this issue once and for all.
The motion was defeated on a largely party line 43-55 vote. Two Republicans, Geraldine Custer of Forsyth and John Noki of Bozeman, joined all Democrats in voting yes. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.